Welcome to Coping with Ghosting, the podcast that provides hope, healing, and understanding for anyone who has been ghosted. I'm Greta, and today I want to share ways to boost your mood and reduce stress after being ghosted. When somebody cuts you off suddenly and without any explanation, it's shocking, it's painful. I am very well-versed and familiar with the pain of being ghosted because I have suffered so much in my past after it happened to me one too many times. And what I've noticed with myself in the past and with my coaching clients is that instead of caring for ourselves, we tend to focus tons of energy on the person that ghosted us. We ask questions like, why did they do this? What do they think about me? Where are they? These, of course, are normal and really understandable questions. But when we ruminate on what we can't control, we can lose sight of caring for ourselves. And I'm completely guilty of this. So my big message for today is don't ghost yourself. Everyone wants to be seen and heard, acknowledged, and now is the time to see, hear, and acknowledge your own needs. This is your life, and it's important to put yourself first. In the past, when I was ghosted, I made my life all about my ghost. It was like I was some type of private investigator for him. I did a deep dive on trying to figure out where he was, what he was doing, you know, what could have happened. I wallowed in self-pity and I focused 100% of my energy on trying to figure out what went wrong. I listened to our song on repeat. And in episode one of the Coping with Ghosting podcast, I explain more details about some of the unhealthy ways that I dealt with the situation. Nothing that I did at that time helped me heal. It all kept me stuck. And if I could go back in time, I'd remind myself that it's okay not to be okay. Healing takes time and grief does come in waves. It's okay to grieve. And I'd also gently tell myself, you can do everything you can to move forward in healthy ways, or you cannot take any action and stay trapped in the cycle of pain. And both things are hard, but you need to pick your hard, right? And so this entire podcast is inspired by moving forward out of the pain cycle, doing things to lift ourselves back up. We all get to decide how and when we're going to bounce back. We're responsible for our feelings and our actions. And there's really no need to wait until tomorrow for a fresh start. Really, you can begin again today. Give yourself permission to start over. This isn't the end. In fact, any moment can be a new beginning. In the spirit of not ghosting ourselves, I've created a list of 7 mood boosters and stress busters for after we've been ghosted. So let's dive into them. First is breath, breathing. I have this tool called box breathing. It helps to reduce anxiety and calm the nervous system. And of course, if you are experiencing any type of breathing issues, it's important to consult your doctor before trying this out, but here's how you do it. Basically, it's a box. So there's imagine a box with 4 sides. And the number 4 on each side. So you're going to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, and repeat. And you can do this through your nose or your mouth, and you can do it anywhere. I would recommend a minimum of 5 minutes to begin with. Let's just try it out for a minute. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Breathe out for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. And now repeat. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds. Breathe out for 4 seconds. And hold for 4 seconds. You can pause this and continue. I think this is an amazing technique because breathing is so essential. It's so basic and we forget to be mindful of it, but becoming aware of our breath can really help to relax us. And also, it's something that we can do without anyone realizing we're doing it. So if we have to see our ghost for any reason, this is a great thing that we can do in front of them and they won't even notice. And also, this is a tool that Navy SEALs in the USA use on critical missions to stay cool and calm down. So if it helps them, it can help us. The second is food and water. So after you've been ghosted, it's so easy to forget to eat, to drink, to take care of our bodies. And I actually created a podcast all about this. It's called Food, Mood, and Ghosting. And it talks about how eating healthy can help you feel better. And I brought in a nutritionist who really helped me do a deep dive on understanding like what some of the best foods are for after you've been ghosted, but just checking in with your body, right? Like if you're feeling exhausted or dizzy or like you have a headache and you can't figure out why, maybe it's because you're hungry or thirsty. And sometimes even just setting an alarm to remember to eat meals can help. One thing that happened to me recently was I wasn't feeling really well. I wasn't sure why. I went to the doctor. I got all my vitamins levels tested and they're like, you know, you need electrolytes. So I started drinking these electrolyte drinks and it really helped me have more energy. And of course, I'm not suggesting that you need to do that, but maybe do go to your doctor and see if there's any type of vitamin that your system is missing or just get a physical just to make sure that everything's working properly. Because the truth is sometimes we just forget to take care of ourselves on such a basic level after being ghosted. And again, you are number one, your body, your health, that's everything. 3, sleep and rest. Sleeping is essential. It will set you up for a good day ahead. And I did a whole podcast on this called Sleep Tips, Sleep Better After Being Ghosted. I know how hard it is to get a good night's rest after this happens, after somebody cuts us off and disappears. I know about the nightmares. And for me, the way I stopped my nightmares was by writing a letter to the person who ghosted me. I just said everything that was on my mind, and then I tore it up into shreds. And that honestly released so much, and that made the nightmares go away completely. And I don't think that's the solution for everyone. If you haven't tried this method, give it a whirl. But if you are experiencing some severe sleep issues after being ghosted, I do recommend going to a medical professional about it because they can help you with this. Even if it's severe nightmares, again, a mental health professional, a doctor can help you navigate the landscape of getting good rest after being ghosted. Also, napping is really good, and meditation. I love meditation. It helps me go within. You can get a ton of free ones on YouTube, Spotify, or the free Insight Timer app. And they're just a really great way to disconnect from the outside world and take some time for yourself to let your mind relax and find the quiet spaces in between the thoughts. 4, touch. There's a Psychology Today article that is called Touch is Essential to Human Existence by Jessica Morales. The article explains that touch soothes the limbic system. It offers a calming signal to the amygdala of psychological safety. The reason I'm telling you this is because if it is available to you, I recommend getting a deep tissue massage or a pedicure or going to somebody you love and care about and asking them for a nice long hug. But if that is not available to you, then hug yourself. And I know that sounds like, oh, hug yourself. It could be embarrassing, but there is a doctor. She's brilliant. Her name is Dr. Kristen Neff. She's an expert in mindful self-compassion. And she says, touch activates the care system and the parasympathetic nervous system to help us calm down and feel safe. I think it is really important to receive touch in whatever way we can. Here is a hand on heart exercise that I'll lead you through right now. If you're in a space to do this, please go ahead. If you are speeding down the highway, then definitely don't, but you can always rewind and come back to this. So this is from the self-compassion website that Kristen runs, and I'll put this in the show notes as well. One, when you notice you're under stress, take 2 to 3 satisfying breaths. Gently place your hand over your heart, feeling the gentle pressure and warmth of your hand. If you wish, place both hands on your chest, noticing the difference between 1 and 2 hands. Feel the touch of your hands on your chest. If you wish, you could make small circles with your hand on your chest. Feel the natural rising and falling of your chest as you breathe in and you breathe out. Linger with the feeling for as long as you like. Now, if you're not comfortable doing this, you can also stroke your arms. You can put your hand gently on your face. You can play with your hair, massage your scalp. Self-massage is great as well. Number 5, movement. Almost any type of exercise is going to provide stress relief. Being active can boost your feel-good endorphins and distract you from daily worries. Get outside. Sunshine and fresh air is really going to help you. You could join a sports team. You could try a new gym or a new workout class. ClassPass is great for that. But if all of that sounds like too much right now, I understand. Or if you're just unable to leave your house for whatever reason, I completely get it. So things you can do from the privacy of your own home, your own space, your own bedroom, whatever you have available to you, you can turn on your favorite uplifting music and dance. You could work out with a YouTube video. I recommend Pop Sugar Fitness. And if you wanted to try yoga, my favorite is Yoga with Adrienne. Or you could even just look for lazy workouts, just type that into YouTube and find something to do that's super easy. All of these things that I just talked about are great for beginners and also good for seasoned yogis and people who are working out as well. And when I'm really not feeling like doing anything, or if it's raining outside and I can't go out, I definitely just like to walk in front of my own TV or stretch, or just kind of pace around, maybe do a grapevine. I know that sounds funny. Yes, I'm in my house just doing a grapevine, but it's the truth. Number 6, look at the horizon. There's neuroscience research from Dr. Andrew Huberman at Stanford that says we can turn off our stress response simply by defocusing our eyes and engaging our panoramic vision. And a great way to do this is by looking at a horizon. So if you look at an ocean or a big field or a forest, tree line, that's great. I know that many people don't have that accessible to them right now. I certainly don't. But so if you're in a city, or if you're like me and all you have is a little window, look up and don't look at the sun, but soften your gaze and allow your eyes to rest on the horizon without fixating on any specific object. Try this for a couple of minutes and see how you feel. Number 7, make a list of what makes you happy and do something on that list every single day. For me, it's laughing. I love laughing. So I don't ever want to grow up. I love watching prank videos. I like looking at funny memes online. So just finding things that make you smile, make you happy, that if that's something that resonates with you, put it on your list. Other things are rereading your favorite book, arts and crafts, eating desserts, singing, hanging out with people you love, random acts of kindness, volunteering, watching your favorite movie or playing video games, whatever it is that makes you happy, playing sports, exercise, whatever it is, write that list, put it on your fridge or in a place that you're going to see it all the time, and then be committed to doing one thing a day. So I hope this list is helpful. Everyone is different. And some of the things that I talked about that work for me might not work for you. So take what you like and leave the rest. And if you're feeling stressed, I just recommend not going to your phone, but instead closing your eyes, checking in with yourself, and seeing what you need, because your body and your mind will always have those answers for you. And here's a question. How can you show yourself the love that you wanted from your ghost? You can pause this podcast and think about the answer. I'll ask it again. How can you show yourself the love that you wanted from your ghost? Healing is hard. Take it one day at a time. And know that if all you did today was sleep and eat, that is perfectly fine. Don't judge yourself. Have compassion for what you have been through, because you've been through a lot, and how you're feeling right now, it's going to pass, because being ghosted, it does not define you, and it won't determine your future or your potential to have healthy, wonderful, loving relationships. Just remember that your relationship with yourself is number one. Choose you. Your power is how you respond to what happened. Your ghost story has ended, and this is all about you now. You're in control of how the rest of the story unfolds. Live your best life. Before I close out, I want to remind you to please leave a review of this podcast. Join the free and private Coping with Ghosting Facebook group. Follow me at Coping with Ghosting on Instagram and visit my website for some free resources and all my private coaching information. And listeners, be sure to remember, when you're ghosted, you have more time to connect with yourself and people who have healthy communication skills. You deserve the best.